We gotta take him.
Dwayne, you're a psychopath.
Welcome to the Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast.
Yeah, that rain today.
It's a bit annoying, but it's...
It's super annoying.
It's super annoying. Yeah, not a bit annoying. It's... Yeah. But you know what? We're working through it, so...
I told Jordana, too. I said, like...
She's like, how's it going out there? I said, well, the rain...
The rain could...
Yeah.
Take a hike.
But I said, it's actually good because it's making us hunt a little smarter. And you kind of keep that... Like, I don't know. You know... You have that, like, 3 or 4 day filth. Like, just that grime, right? Like, you feel oily and gross because you've been... You haven't showered in a few days.
And blood on your pants.
Blood on your pants because...
Which we'll get into. Oh, hey!
Oh, we're live.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't, hey?
I did not know that. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Dwayne, why
this,
did you have...
This might be...
Let me turn it like this here.
Why did you have blood on your pants?
Well, I had blood on my pants for a good... For a good reason. Because...
You guys can't tell, we're
I'm just a little worried about this recording quality here.
That's the least of my worries. We're making supper.
Yeah, we're making... And it's 10:16 p.m.
We just got to camp about an hour ago.
And we're making supper.
We were getting all our packs squared away for tomorrow, so we don't have to do that after supper.
Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be late then.
Because fellas don't want to be...
Fellas don't want to be doing that.
No, and so there's blood on my pants because, hey, I tagged out on my whitetail buck.
For the year.
Yesterday. Last night. For the year, yeah, on the buck. So I shot my first velvet whitetail. And I settled like that because I can.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
A handshake.
Thank you, sir. Good enough. So I guess we should get into the story, hey?
Yeah, let's get into the story here a little bit.
All right, so...
Actually, you know what? Yeah, get into it.
Well, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, let's give the recap, but let's do that after. On the elk side of things.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so in the evening yesterday, we had decided to go back to the Glasson Tit, and I'm sure many of you saw the photo of me in my underwear, and that's the Glasson Tit doing Bushmaster things.
Okay,
that's just Bushmaster doing Bushmaster things.
Yeah. So basically, we had decided that we would split up because of COVID. Because of socialist distancings, and because we had seen elk sign across the way, across the swamp. Dried swamp from the Glasson Tit, GT1.
Yes, sir.
So we decided in the evening that we'd split up and I would go across the way to the east.
Yep.
And Mr. Friesen would stay posted on GT1s. On the Glasson Tit. On the Glasson Tit.
I'm just gonna throw this guy up here. That's okay. Hold on. This rice here, because this is done.
That's done. Well, I'm gonna steal that spot.
Yep, steal it.
Okay. So I ventured out there. And we sat, what time was it? About 6 o'clock, roughly.
Yeah, about 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Sunset's about 8:20. So we had some time to kill, sitting around. So you're bugling, I'm cow calling, etc. We're mixing it up.
Mixing it up.
You know, like a good mixing bite. A drink.
Yep. And we're working, and... So the sign that we had seen is up the hill behind me. So basically, there's a hill behind me, and the trees start exactly where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a saddle out to you.
Yes.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Right? So I decide, you know, I'm gonna go for a walk up the hill.
A little gander.
Yeah. Take a look-ski. I go up there, whatever, nothing to see. I come back down, sit around, and we're calling and stuff. And then all of a sudden, I feel like I hear this cow call behind me.
Yes, sir.
Like, what the heck? So I decide, okay, I'm going to go up there to suss it out. You know, go yes. Flesh it out.
Let me check these real quick. You're going to figure out what's rolling there.
Yeah.
Pert near there. So Dwayne has decided that he's going to fire up some oats for supper.
Because I didn't eat them this morning because we... Went to McDaniel's and...
Okay, so we'll get to Dauphin. That. We'll get to that start, that part of the story. So you head up the hill.
I head up the hill and... Because I heard that cow call.
Yes, sir.
Which seemed odd.
Mm-hmm.
So I wander on up there with my bow and I'm knocked. Because you had said earlier that today I might knock an arrow. I thought, mm-hmm. You know what? I should do the same thing.
So I did. And I head on up there, and I'm cow calling. You're bugling. We're doing a nice
little tag team.
I don't know
there.
If you probably couldn't even hear me out there.
You know what? I could hear you off and on.
Okay.
I mean, your calls were very, very quiet for where I was sitting. Now, to be fair, the wind was a northwest wind. So originally it was supposed to be a south wind, and it was in the morning.
Yeah.
However, by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it switched to a northwest wind, which makes sense because we have a cold front coming.
Yes, sir.
And it blew in this storm that we were in today.
Yes, sir.
So switched to a northwest wind, and I'm thinking that's probably didn't help with carrying your sound the other way.
So I wandered up the hill into what we call Utah.
Yeah.
That's Waypoint, Utah.
What, how do they say it in Lone Survivor? Not pass. Because they name all their checkpoints.
After drinks.
Yeah, Corona and other things. So and checkpoint.
Schlitz malt liquor.
Schlitz. Yeah, that's the that's OP1.
Checkpoint.
Pass Rick James. That's a password. Anyway, so you went out to Utah.
I went to Utah. So I run and up.
How did we get that name?
Because we felt like it reminded us of the Ridge Reaper elk hunting video from Cam Haines and Joe Rogan's.
In Utah.
Or Utah's.
Utah's, as Theo might say.
Yeah.
No, not might. He would.
He would. He probably did recently.
That sausage is looking good.
That does look good. Okay, so I get up the hill, and I'm cow calling back there, and all of a sudden I hear movement. And it's like, okay, I'm going to see what I can do with this movement here. See if I can flesh it out. So I move towards the movement a bit, and there's some thick bush, some big trees, and I'm at the top of this hill, and it kind of, whatever, the hill goes down to the east of me where I heard this sound. So I walk closer, and I'm cow calling, and I kind of hide behind this little bit of struck, this little tree, and sure enough, all of a sudden I see movement. Like, what the heck is that? Is that an elk? You know, because I'd heard that... A cow call, supposedly. And a couple seconds later, sure enough, it's a little 4x4 velvet buck. I thought, well, god dang.
Well, golly me.
What can we do about this? And he was very interested in the cow call, as well as your bugling.
Correct.
And I thought, I've never shot a velvet buck before. And we had talked about this previously because we had seen two velvet bucks already, three velvet bucks. So.
Where did we see three velvet bucks?
We saw two velvet bucks down in that same dry swamp, and we saw one velvet buck on the drive-in on the highway.
Off the highway. Okay, I see what you said. Oh. Well. Hold on, let me get back over there.
Oh, I think my oats are sticking on here.
That's done. Just give us a second here. You guys are really getting the live experience here. We're cooking sausage and oats and
rice.
Peanut butter sticking to the pot.
Hey, now.
Now, to be fair, I don't think you can classify it as seeing three velvet bucks.
Two, for sure.
Well, two.
I think because we've seen the one in the morning, we've seen the one in the evening.
That was the same buck. And I almost guarantee you that's the buck you shot.
Good chance. No, it wasn't.
Absolutely.
Because that one was super gray, and this one wasn't.
I don't know.
I'm pretty confident in that.
I'm pretty confident that's the same buck.
Well, we can agree to disagree.
Absolutely.
So I seen this buck, and I thought, I've got some broadheads that I'd like to use for elk, and I've got some broadheads that I'd like to use for deer. So, as he's coming towards me, I'm hiding behind this little struck, and good oats. I mixed them myself at home. I made prepackaged oats.
So, as he's closing the distance towards me, and he's very interested, he's peeking around and trying to figure out what I am, and he's, when you bugle, he like looks your way and kind of like takes a step that way, and I cow call, and he like comes towards back. Me.
Yeah.
So, I swap out my arrows. I grab a broadhead I sharpened myself instead of like a factory sharp broadhead.
Mm-hmm.
I knock that sucker. I put my other one back in the quiver. This is supper. And I keep calling to him, and you keep bugling. He keeps advancing. I got him. He's about 20 yards. I didn't even range him because he was so close. And, man. How's that rice?
Dandy.
So, I came to full draw. And he, like, walks behind some more shtruk. I was like, ah, I don't have a shot. I release that. And then he clears up because he hears you bugle and he starts to walk away. Cow call. And he kind of stops. And full draw. Thwack. Smoked him.
And that's not.
And there was a bit of stuff in front of him, like some obstruction. So I felt that pressure and I shot a little bit high.
Yeah.
So I ended up poking that broadhead kind of going up into his spine. So
I wouldn't say you poked it in there.
Well, you pile drove that thing into his spine.
That's just a polite way to say it.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that the folks don't get this story that there's... You gently placed it there. No, son, you pile drove it in the back of his spine.
So,
which is okay, because that killed him.
And it was... The arrow was on its way up, actually.
He was... Was he slightly down... or? Downhill from you, like just a very slight downhill, or were you guys pretty even keel?
Pretty even, actually. So I wonder, it might have touched something in front of him to change the trajectory a little
just
bit.
Just a hair, yeah.
Yeah, because there was a few small little guys in front.
Enough to knock a shot, yeah, for sure.
But, so it smoked him.
Smoked him!
As Luke Bryan would say.
Luke Bryan would say.
And he dropped right there. And he kicked a bit. I was like, holy cow, I just shot my first velvet buck. I was kind of lost at the moment. And I had seen that you had snapped me and you said that you had seen a cow elk. Like, holy cow.
Okay, so I'm going to tell a story from my side.
Hang on, let me, I just finish here?
Yeah.
Or actually, no. Let's hear your story.
Well, this is a good time to interject because we'll end up at the same point.
Yeah.
So I had been sitting there for a little while. And bugling, cow calling. And I had heard what I thought maybe was a cow call behind me, kind of going from the south to the north, just west of that road, of the two-track.
That old two-track.
And so I figured, well, I'm going to keep calling, see if I can get whatever it was come out, whether it's, you know,
whether that's a bull, a cow, a deer, whatever.
A person. Could be a human being.
We had heard that, I don't know, dirt bike or quad to the east of us.
Yeah.
I thought, what the heck? Is this a guy coming towards me cow calling? And that is what I kind of went up the hill to check on.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sold that it was actually a cow, but I was kind of sold.
Yeah.
So, but that was one thing that was in my mind at that time. But anyways, carry on.
Keep talking. I'm going to make a sandwich here quick.
Well, so after I smoked that deer... First thing, call mama, because that's what I do when I kill a deer. And then I called you, and I seen your snap that you seen a cow.
You called your mom before me?
Yep.
But she didn't pick up.
Yes, she did.
Well, didn't who she? Did you call?
Wait, no, I didn't call her first. Yeah, I got it all wrong. It's been a long series of events here. I did not go up to it because it was expiring. I was a little bit nervous about bumping him. So I went down, gave you a shout, and you started running over.
I didn't even answer.
I know.
So,
I'll bleed into there a little bit. Give me 1 second.
No.
But so basically, you suggested that I Cam Haynes that guy out of there, so we dressed it right away on the spot. And
which is what you should do. Should dress it right away.
And it was starting to, I guess, bloat.
Yeah, there's a little bit of bloat, but there's a reason for the bloat, though.
Yeah. So, full belly, too.
Yeah, full belly, and with your broadhead placement, with it going up the way it did, and piercing that stomach.
Yeah, it just nicked it.
Just nicked it a hair, that, and then he gets air in the stomach, right? So that's going to cause, that's going to expedite the bloating process. Mm-hmm.
So, did that, and then it was time to get on out of there. So I was starting to drag him, and you're like, well, why don't you just Cam Haynes him? You always want to do that. I'm like, you know what, you're right. Sometimes we all need a little reminder, right? So then you helped get him on my back, and I Cam Haynes him a good, out of there, and then it was a total trip, probably over 500 yards, through that tall grass and down the side of that hill, through the trees and the downfall, or the deadfall. And got almost back to where we could get the truck in, and I was like, that's enough. I ran out of steam there, but.
Yeah, so I sent you up the hill.
You went and dropped your pack. I dragged him up the hill, then we tag teamed him.
Yeah.
From there.
Then we ran and got the truck, because we were actually close to camp.
We were very close to camp.
Like,
GT1.
You can leave that around, because I'm going to put some water in my pot yet and boil that out.
Okay. But do what you got to do to get by.
Mm-hmm. So,
and then I called Mama.
Then you called Mama. Actually, you called her when we were, just before we started dressing.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I got it all backwards. All happened so fast.
Yeah. That's fair. That's a high adrenaline situation.
Man, my heart was pumping hard.
I think as it should be.
Yeah. And that was the closest encounter of a buck I've had this year, of a deer that I've had this year. Guess I gotta go to a second tag place now.
You're gonna have to.
A party hunt or something.
So I had heard this thing behind me, decided that I was gonna call and get real aggressive with it. So I did like 10, 12 minutes of hard calling where I'd pile on the bugles and scream, and then like I was bugling with my bugle tube. But then I had my cow call in my hand, so I would just quickly swap them back and forth. Yeah. And from where you were sitting at that tree line, I could see you through my knockers.
Yeah, because I was sitting right on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was sitting a little bit further in at first.
Yep.
But it was such a piss poor line of sight.
Yeah.
So I thought, well,
might as well move on up.
And then if something does come out down that game trail, then I think I had a better opportunity at that point.
Absolutely.
In my opinion. And I was there.
So.
And you were there.
At one point.
That's natural.
I put my knockers down, called for about 5-6 minutes.
Okay.
Picked my knockers back up and you were gone.
Yep.
So I thought.
Oh no, he got drug off by a bear?
Yeah, I thought, well, I guess I'm going back to camp now. I guess I got a 40 to drink. No, so I thought.
Joke's on you, truck's locked.
I'd break a damn window. You ain't gonna sue me. So I figured, well, he's either taking a leak, because he knows I can see him.
He has to know. I would have done that outright. I would have just.
I know you would have. But I thought to myself, that'd be a reason to be there, yeah, not be there. And then I thought, oh, or he, you know, maybe he heard something.
And there's a reason that I went to sit there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of that hill and the sign.
And then I kind of did a little bit of mental math in my head. And figured, well, it's been about 25, 30 minutes since I heard that bark behind me, or that noise. Maybe that cow or whatever it was worked its way around.
Uh-huh. As Joe Rogan would say, and that's entirely possible.
That's entirely possible.
So I adjust. I go to a better line of sight because at that point with you not there, mm-hmm. I wanted to see the two track.
Yeah.
I wanted to sit on the other side of that glass and tit. Mm-hmm. Just so that I didn't have anything come from behind me and mm-hmm. sneak around me.
Okay, you keep talking. I'm going to get some water in this pot.
And lo and behold, as I go sit down, I see this flutter out the corner of my eye. So I pull up my binos. And, try and find where it is and find the bush line. And I see this almost fluorescent white ass, like right in front of me, through my binos, but you know what I mean. So I quickly pull up my phone, or I rip a couple cow calls to see if she'll come back, and couldn't get her to turn. So I pull up my phone right away, and I Snapchat Dwayne, and I say, just saw a cow, thinking that he'll get it, and reply saying, okay, where, I'm going to go after it, or he'll say, no, not going to go after it, not worth it.
And little did you know, I had no slides. Pissiest service right there.
I figured it was bad service, but I also knew that it was getting close to dark. Like, we didn't have a whole lot of time. We had maybe half an hour till sunset. And then another half hour shootable light.
Now we can turn silent.
Put on my hot seat. So, no sooner did I sent that Snapchat, mm-hmm. and I put my phone back in my pocket, mm-hmm. and I pull my phone out like 2 minutes later, and I see that I have a missed call from Dwayne. And I'm thinking, okay, he probably saw the Snapchat but can't send one because the service is bad. So he's probably calling me because he's probably got just enough service to call.
But up the hill is actually decent service.
Yeah. At this point, I don't know that yet, though. So, I call him back and he goes, what's up? As if I'm doing, like, as if I'm calling him. And I'm like, well, dude, you're the one that called me. But I told him what I really saw a cow, or I saw a cow. I was pretty sure at that point, you know, it all happened so fast that I kind of, as I was barreling down the hill, I kind of doubted myself for a second.
Yeah.
And then I thought back, I'm like, no, that wasn't a whitetail ass.
Like, that is a... That's an elk booty.
Yep. So he goes, oh. I tell him this whole story about how it happened and where it was. And he goes, oh, by the way, I shot a velvet buck. You gotta get down here.
I wanted to hear what you had to say first.
That was not the important news at the time.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, right on, I'll be right there.
I was just in a world of emotions because I was like, you saw an elk and I just shot a deer and I didn't know what to do. I was questioning myself, honestly.
At that point.
Well, you're questioning.
That has since gone away.
Oh. What we talked about yesterday.
I just all of a sudden saw it as an inconvenience, honestly, which I shouldn't have in hindsight, but that was the moment, and that's what I thought, and I don't feel that way anymore.
Well, that's good. So,
you know, because it's elk 2020, not whitetail 20, but you know that, because sometimes my mind plays tricks on me.
And well, I can understand that. Like, I get it. Because it's not the targeted species. But it's no different than you go out for fall whitetail and you see a nice bear, you shoot it if you have a tag.
Yeah.
Or a turkey or whatever, right?
Or a coyote. Well, that's different.
That's different. There's no tag system there. So I picked my stuff up.
Except
my bow. Because at this point, I don't need it, right?
Yeah. Hey, this is cleaning out of here real nice.
Oh, sweet. Do you want that grill there still, or?
I might throw it on here for a few minutes here.
So I go, instead of, you know, doing the smart thing and picking my way, because the one side of the glass and tip is nice and, like, it's kind of gravelly, so it's easy to come down. But it does have a good incline.
Yes, it does.
Like, you lose, you descend pretty quick.
What was that, 30, 35 feet?
Ooh, 35, 40 maybe. I told you, I can go...
Plus, minus.
I can go plus, minus. Oh, no, plus, minus 10%. So...
10% on,
I know, 30 feet. I meant 10 feet.
It's 3, so... I should check these boots. I'm cooking my boots right now because they're a little bit moist.
You're welcome for the idea, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. The wiener stick trick. The slick trick.
Yeah, we just stab a couple wiener sticks in the ground, put your boots on there so they start drying out. Mm-hmm. So instead of picking my way down carefully, no. We don't do that around here.
Steam ahead, baby.
We go balls to the wall.
And that's natural.
And that's natural. I trip over what felt like a
70-foot tree.
70-foot in diameter tree. Take a bit of a tumble. Land with my shoulder on another tree. Pick myself up. Make it... So I start literally running. Made about halfway there. I thought, this is stupid. The rush is not that important. And I was about halfway across the swamp when I realized I forgot my bolt. And I,
really?
Yeah, I had no intention of doing it. So I stopped, and I looked back at the hill, and I'm like, nah, not worth it. We got a deer to clean up. So I run over. Dwayne saunters kind of up. And he goes, he goes for a fist bump. I was like, bring it in, MF-er. We shared a little bit of a bromance moment there.
Had a nice little hug on the mountain.
Yeah.
We'll call it a mountain today.
We'll call it a mountain. It
amps up the story. Well, we're in the Duck Mountain, so.
We are. So.
In an undisclosed locale within the Duck Mountain.
So then I was lucky enough to be able to get his, so my rear camera's broken on my phone.
That iPhone problem. Here's my shameless plug for the Android, folks. Get you an Android.
Here's my shameless plug for Apple. It wasn't an Apple problem. It was me. I broke it. I dropped the phone. Anyway, and I'm not too lazy. I just don't get it fixed.
Get it both.
I'll just buy a new phone. Whatever.
Okay.
So... I was lucky enough to get the video of him putting his hands on it for the first time.
Because I did not go up to it before then. So that video, which I think I'll post eventually, that is 100% legit. First impressions. And that's that wiener water soup.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't very good.
Disgusting.
Pretty clean, though.
Yeah, not so bad. I got paper towel, just wipe off the side.
Where is it?
Truck.
Well, I got paper towel too.
Well, then go walk all the way to your truck.
I don't need it because it's good.
Help him get it on his back. So then we got back to camp, fired up some T-loins.
Well, got the truck and then drove up there and then threw it on the truck.
Yeah, you just said that already.
I'll just recap.
And then this morning, last night we ran into a bit of a dilemma. It was a bit of an argument. No, it was a disagreement.
It was a discussion.
It was a discussion. Disagreement. So.
I wouldn't say a disagreement.
Well, I thought it could have been hung. But it was your deer, so.
Yeah,
makes no difference to me.
So, last night I called my cousin Zach and said, hey. You guys have any freezer room? And they live about an hour and a half away, roughly. I said, hey, you got any freezer room? Because I just shot a deer. And he's like, yeah, you could break it down. Just hoping that I wouldn't do it that night. And so, yeah, you can bring it down, whatever. It's like, okay, sounds good.
So,
probably won't do it tonight.
As he's on the phone with Zach, me and him are talking about what the plan is. And I told him, I said, well, Dwayne, let's get it into your truck.
let's bring it tonight. That way we're not missing out on hunt. Like, you're not missing out on the hunt. I said, I can go hunt the morning. Because the plan was to go to the glassing tit this morning and hunt.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I'll just do it first thing tomorrow morning. And then Zach goes, well, I'm goose hunting, so I won't be back till like 9 or 10 o'clock. He goes, okay, well, I could leave then. And Dwayne would be here for the hunt and whatever. So we're trying to kind of schedule how this is going to work. Because it is nice to have two guys out here just for peace of mind and whatever. Just especially for elk hunting, to be able to call back and forth between each other.
Yeah, and, you know, this is wildlands.
Yep. Big, there is bears around here. Mm-hmm. Where did I put my spork?
Beats me. You had it right here.
I did have it right there.
I hope I didn't. Well, it's right here.
That's yours.
No, it's not.
Oh, yours is in your. Okay.
Good grief.
I saw it there. I thought it was yours.
This guy keeps losing his shorts.
Oh, tighten it up over there.
You tighten it up first.
I lost my bugle tube today for a hot minute.
Yeah, you did. We recovered it.
Yeah, it was recovered. So we get this deer back to camp. We do the, you know, we get it all cooled off.
I skinned the hide back some.
You're welcome. Great idea. I have them every now and again.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had that's like 2 days in a row I've had a good idea. Yeah. I gotta start writing this down.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm
not gonna do it for you.
I know. Hey, there's a good idea. Not do it for me. You're now the world's right again. Good.
Yeah. So.
So then we decide we're.
We have a discussion. We look for a tree and we think, well, let's get this food going. Let's get the tenderloins going and get some potats going.
We're a little hungry.
Yeah. It's been a long day. We put a lot of work in. And
as we're cooking the tenderloins, we start hearing boom, boom, crash.
We see this light in the sky.
We think, either Jesus is coming back.
Or there's a storm rolling.
Or there's a thunderstorm. It turns out it wasn't Jesus. As far as we know.
Yeah.
The revelation, or the rapture could have happened. We just don't know about it yet. We're in the bush. We'd be the last to find out.
Yeah. The last to go home.
Because we're doing biblical things. Oh, I pulled out a wrench on the ground here.
Well, good grief.
Well, I'm not the one that left it in there. That was you. You were the last. Oh, I was the last one to use it, actually. I wasn't going to use it.
You're so hot and heavy about the thing being in there.
Well, it doesn't need to be in there longer than it has to be.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it yours?
No.
Didn't think so.
Where were we? Oh, the storm's rolling in. Dwayne? Hey?
We're in the Duck Mountains, Dwayne.
No, I said, where were we? Not where are we?
I'm joking.
God grief, this guy. So, the storm starts rolling in, and we start wondering about the likelihood of hunting this morning, the night after the velvet buck gets taken. And so we haw and we talk about it. And we're making supper and it gets closer and closer. And we're starting to worry about our tent because our tent situation is not the best.
And that's on me.
And that's fine. So we start getting our trucks ready to sleep in them each. You know, we're moving coolers around, moving this, moving that, shaking this, dumping that. Getting ready, you know. I lay down in my back seat to check it. Okay, I guess this will do. This will work, you know.
Good for a couple hours anyway.
Good for a schnoik. And then we're like...
A what?
A schnoik. Never heard of that?
Never
mind. That's like a snooze. It's urban Mennonite language.
Well, that would be why I haven't heard of it. Contarion.
Actually, I wouldn't call it urban. I would just call that...
I don't think there's
some form of slang.
Some urban gentleman?
No.
No, not that kind of urban?
No, just like a... Whatever,
let's
I don't know.
Let's stoke this fire a little bit, huh?
Well,
it's getting a little chilly, isn't it? You gotta dry some boots.
Sure. I'm lost in my train of thought here.
So, we're getting trucks ready, getting everything moving
Storm,
over.
Yes.
And... the rain kind of lightens up a little bit. So we get a little...
At least the rain never was bad.
No. Well, there was one point it was coming down a little bit. Like, not crazy.
That's true, yeah.
But enough to make me think, wow, this is not going to be a fun night.
It was definitely your idea to say, oh, maybe we're doing trucks tonight.
Well, and the reason I thought
that is actually a good idea.
Yeah, like I said, 2 days in a row.
Well, give yourself more credit. Come on.
I'm joking. You got to be able to make fun of yourself.
I know.
So the reason that I was a little hot and bothered to get everything into the truck is because my sleeping bag isn't the type that's supposed to be getting wet. It'll ruin it if it gets wet too much. And on day three, I didn't really want to soak the dang thing.
Yeah. Which is fair.
What do you got going on there on your phone?
Hey?
Yeah, a little notification.
Oh, it's probably the voice recorder. Probably just saying, oh, I don't detect a voice. Oh, that's good.
So,
it's best if we, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying. But
I was not doing it myself, so.
The rain lightens up a little bit. We're like, you know what? Okay, let's just try the tent. If it starts, like, raining in the tent, we'll just move to the trucks.
Yeah. And you did suggest setting up the two-man.
I did, because I knew...
Two-man, three-man?
The two-man. Well, it's a three-man, but two comfortably.
Okay, so three-man.
Because I know that thing is watertight.
Yeah. From previous use.
From using it last weekend. And so, no, we're not going to do that because we don't really want to set up a tent in the rain. And Dwayne didn't really want to help, which he didn't need to help anyway, but that's okay. So we decide, no, we're going to try and lay down.
Okay, that's true.
That is a true statement. I'm not even calling him out on that one. That happened.
Was I still trying to cook that food at the time?
No, we were just finished.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't feeling very ambitious, I'll be honest.
So
and that's on me.
That's all right. It worked out well. The rain lightens up. We check the radar. We get enough service to check the radar. And it looks like it's going to rain.
Got a little help on the radar.
Yeah. It's going to rain till like 12:30 and then lighten up. Then we have another little drop, whatever. No big deal.
And then the wind is going to come in. No, we weren't even
aware of the wind.
We thought that was coming later.
That was supposed to be coming tonight, actually.
And it's dead calm right now, which is beautiful.
Tonight into tomorrow and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because it is Sunday night tonight. So we get in the tent, get all bundled up, fall asleep.
It was a decent temperature.
It was really nice, actually.
We didn't talk about what we did with the deer. We thought, well, okay, maybe let's just throw it under the tonneau cover and close it up tight, and that'll be good till the morning.
Because we weren't really worried about temperature.
Yeah, and because of the storm coming in, we thought, well, might be okay.
Yeah, we were a little more worried about the bear situation than we were the temperature.
Yes.
We knew it was going to get cool.
Yes. And yeah. And I know that bears don't really care about thunderstorms, but I just thought that with the rain and everything and the wind, I felt like we'd be okay for a couple hours.
Absolutely. I would agree.
And it worked out.
Worked out real well.
Because I woke up in the morning to some crazy wind.
So I got up at just before 6. To take a leak, as men my age do at 6 a.m.
Yep. I thought about doing the same, and I thought, I can hold it, because
you even said it, actually.
Oh, and then you notice how I did our little... Remember when we said, if one guy is getting up, then you should wake the other guy up?
Yeah.
And I heard you getting up, and I was like, hey, what did I say? You taking a piss?
No. Because we were laying there. I heard Jocko.
Oh, yeah.
Because
my alarm is Jocko.
Yeah, which is mint. I love it. It's pretty slick. I'm going to move this back a little bit.
Yeah.
Me too. Let's
take a break for a spot.
Oh, my tongue is nice and dry.
Yeah, mine is too. I just got to get this leather.
I know. The inside's a bit wet.
Oh, my inside's actually dry. Just the top. It's just the leather on the outside, honestly, that I'm worried about. Oh, why don't I do that?
Ooh,
excuse me. There we go. Goat. So, yeah,
Where was I?
Oh, yeah, so I got up this morning, And you had...
Did you notice when that big... that? I felt like it was the first big gust came.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could... I heard it
too. Yeah, it was about 4:30 in the morning.
Was it?
Yeah, it was about 4.
Maybe I missed that one. I heard one probably just before you got up to go to the pisser.
Because I woke up...
Was it slightly light in the, was there a little bit of light in the sky?
Yeah, a little bit. Not much.
Like through the skylight of the tent?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I could see a little bit and be like, oh. Oh, okay.
It was about 4:35 in the morning.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So I got up at 6 and I woke up because I heard the alarm going off, and that was the time we were going to go hunting. And I kind of looked around and I heard the wind. So I got up. And Dwayne sat up and kind of did that, you know, that little stretch, the baby dinosaur noise everybody makes, right? Ah, time to get going. And I looked at him and I said, I'm going for a leak. Don't move. Like, don't get up. I'm just going to take a leak. I'm coming back into bed. That sounds really like we're a couple, but that's not how it meant.
But we're not gay.
We're sleeping with, like, 5.5 feet between us. A full bow case. A
bow case between us, because that's the only spot to get cell service in the tent.
Yeah. And as soon as you move it off the bow case, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I crawled back into bed because it was like when I came out here, it was still sprinkling a little bit and windy as I was watching the treetops and the trees were shaking.
I heard some trees went down at home.
Yep. Well, Jordana had texted me and asked how the wind was. Apparently it was pretty brutal at home.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was crazy wind, which worked out really well. So, cause before we went to bed, you had determined that you were going to go to Zach's in the morning.
Yeah.
And right. I had said, well, it'll be a game time decision on if I come. Cause if the weather was going to be nice, I wanted to stay and hunt.
Yeah.
And turned out to be awful weather.
Pretty piss poor.
Yeah. Not advantageous to be out there hunting. And I know what everybody's going to say. Well, you should be out here, mountain man. You should be out there all the time. No. There is a time to be out there, and there's a time to not be. Why get wet if you don't need to? Right? If there's going to be no critters out.
We got wet enough in the evening.
We did.
There's a reason we're drying boots and pants.
So we headed on into Dauphin.
Yeah. Went, grab some breakfast, grab some hot coffee.
A hot cup of Joe.
And then ventured on down the road to go meet up
with Zach.
With Zach at his place.
Got that deer all quartered up. Got that deer
quartered, hung up, and his kitty wouldn't leave it alone. It was just biting in there like a mad cat.
Oh, he wanted some.
Like a mountain lion.
That was, yeah.
That's the house cat version of a lion.
Yeah. Well, you see the one on the inside, looks like a leopard.
I know, that's a special breed. Some kind of
special cat.
Big Asian one.
Yeah. Well, you see the feet on it? Bad joke. That was a cat reference, like to Cat from King of the Sting, about her feet being Asian.
I missed that, but
yeah. All right, you're tired. I get it. Our viewers will be howling.
Okay.
So we hang out there for a little bit. Decided that I was going to print a deer license.
Yeah, actually, you bought it on the way there.
And then printed the license part because you had an extra tag.
I had an extra tag along for some odd reason.
And I did order the convenience pack. Okay. So I'll be ordering another one just to make sure that I have. And we
hung around there.
Hung around there for a little bit. Had a wet our whistles a little bit.
Yeah, we shared stories and shot the breeze for a while. And then it was like, oh, it's time to get going. Stop back in Dauphin for fuel and some coffee.
And another hot coffee because...
Because the boys like hot coffee.
Boys like their hot coffee. And it was a perfect day for it.
Yep. And it was windy as I'll get it all day.
Yep. And then, came back to camp. Took a little bit of time getting ready. Like, was in no rush. Yeah. Ripped back out to the bait site. Yeah, well, not bait site, sorry.
We got pile.
We got pile. Kill site.
And that was all cleaned up. Yep. So I was like, oh, okay, well.
And, okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. On the way to Zach's, we decided we were going to go take the road we took in, the 366.
Mm-hmm. And venture down there and take a look around.
We were just going to take a little peek.
Because there's some advantageous land out there.
Yeah, and we had thought, you know, maybe we need to explore our boundaries here.
Yeah.
We've walked north and we've walked south.
Oh, am I melting my insole a little bit? Oh, I think there's... Oh, yeah, I am a little
bit. Oh.
That's okay.
I'm gonna find my other boot yet.
That'll be... I'll just, Well, they're dry.
So we roll on down 366 there, and lo and behold, we find this little, what we thought when we rolled up to it was just this little clearing. Turned out to be a really nice ridge,
mm-hmm.
and
along
a pretty...
along the side of a nice big beaver swamp.
Yeah, big. And good then size. this nice dried swamp.
Yeah.
So we figured, well, you know what, let's go there. So we get back to camp, get all set up, you know, clear out a pack to kind of limit our weight.
Get situated.
And
it starts to sprinkle.
Yeah. Well, so it started to sprinkle on the way back from the kill site.
Yeah.
And we kind of him and haw a little bit about if rain gear, no, not yet, and this and that, whatever. Make our way to that new area, hike in. Find this couple beautiful ridges, yeah. like real high, actually,
mm-hmm.
higher than the Glass and Tit here.
Yeah, nice views.
So we poke around there. We decide we're gonna split up.
Suss out the area.
Yeah, just get
take 15 minutes to walk around.
Yeah, just get a little situated, and then also you know we can both see land and report back yeah. right on what we see. That way we don't have we can explore more land in a shorter amount of time.
Yeah.
So I loop around the ridge, this big hill. I loop around it.
And I go follow these meadows, the little chain of meadows.
Yeah.
Which is very nice to see.
So we meet up back on the hill.
Yeah.
And you said, I got a spot that's dynamite. That looks great.
There's a hole with what looks like could be a potential wallow. And then there was some sign at the top of the hill. I guess it looks like he's been raking brush or something.
Yeah.
A bull, and then...
Yeah, because there's a deep valley in there.
Yeah.
Like, actually really deep.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird, but...
Yeah.
I guess that's...
Just a nice little land feature.
Ducks.
And so we're kind of hemming and hawing on if we want to sit on the top of the big hill, which we're now calling GT2, Glass and Tit 2. And we decide, no, let's go check out that dynamite spot.
Yeah.
So we meander our way there, and... We are finding tons of fresh deer scat.
Yeah.
Like every 30 feet, it seems like, on the one game trail. We're finding some.
Excuse me. Holy.
You gotta clear that whistle.
Woo!
And we decided to sit there. I'm gonna throw my contacts in.
Out, you mean?
Out. That's
what I meant. Yeah, so we sit there for a while, and then we decide to go for a walk because there's this trail that goes the one way, and we think, oh, let's follow this. So we start meandering down there, and it's not this thick garbage that we were trying the other day. It's this tall kind of, I don't know what kind of weeds or plants those are, but it's about a waist high. And there's a trail through there, so we follow it, going slow and everything. And we all of a sudden come across this little spot where there's this scent. I'm like, you know what? This doesn't belong. This scent doesn't belong. To me, it reminds me of beaver castor. And so I shout out to this guy, Kevin Erickson. I send him a message and say, hey, could this be the scent that elk leave? And he says, there's a very, very good chance of that. So shout out to him. And we're finding all kinds of elk scat down this trail that winds through these weeds or plants or whatever. And there's some tracks here and there. And we find some trees that look like they've been nipped off and worked on and rubbed, etc. And it's raining on and off. We carried on down the trail. End up back it's like the far end of that beaver swamp, actually. Sit there for a while in the rain. It's like, okay, let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back and sit back at that,
now what could be a wallow, what could be a place where he's raking brush. Because, there, yeah, there was actually a huge bed there as well, which is neat to see. Good grief, I'm itchy with mosquito bites from yesterday. So, we meander our way back down the trail. And it keeps pissing rain here and there, and it's pissy and misty. And I figure, hey, I'm going to try and throw my rain pants on because my pants are wet, and we're just walking through this waist-high stuff again. And I try throwing my rain pants on, and they don't seem to want to go over my boots. And I think from trying so hard and putting that pressure on my boots, then the one boot started to get water through to wet feet. Meanwhile, my other foot was dry. So
you could say that we had squishy boots part two.
At least they weren't loud. Squishy boots part two. And I am having trouble with these mosquito bites on my wrists.
Holy Lenny, you scratched that one already.
Yeah.
You should see the top of my foot. It looks like I got blistered.
Yikes.
That's what I says too.
I'm smelling rubber. Whose is that? Ooh, that's warm.
No, it ain't mine.
I'm smelling something. So I try to put my rain pants on. It doesn't work. So I just tromp on through there. Back to our original spot where we wanted to sit. And we, yeah. Get back there. We're calling. You're bugling and whatever. And we're carrying on.
Carry on my wayward son.
There'll be peace
when you are done.
Lay
your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Anyway, continue.
And then you see something. What did you see?
What?
From that log we were sitting on. Back near where that potential bull was raking brush and that hole.
I know. I'm going to take some heat for saying this. I feel like that's our first confirmed bull sight. And I don't mean sight with eyes. I mean sight as in S-I-T-E. Like, that's backyard. His backyard. I'm very confident in saying that. There's nothing that rakes brush like that.
Whitetails aren't doing that yet.
Well, yeah.
And they don't do it like that.
No, it's much lower on the ground. And the way they scuff the ground, that smell.
Yeah, I mentioned that I smelled
that. Yeah, I heard that. So anyways, I'm sitting there and I'm eating some trail mix.
That tea mix hit.
Yeah, you're munching on a couple apples there.
Some dried apples.
Some dehydrated apples.
Home dried apples.
And through, it was a very, very small window. It was not bigger than like your average big kitchen plate. I see a leg. Like it moved across. So I tell Dwayne, like, stand up, let's go.
Oh, and we'll just throw this in. You were looking the one way into the meadow, and I was looking the other way down the trail into the bush for the most part.
Yeah.
So we had eyes on both sides.
Yeah. We were keeping our six covered.
Kind of like eyes in the back of your head.
Yeah. Pert near.
And that's natural.
And that's natural. So we get up, move on to the meadow.
I just feel rain.
Yeah, I felt a couple.
Great. Anyways.
I'm hoping. It's been spritzing on and off the whole time, though.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned mosquito bites on your wrist, I'm...
Frightful.
I gotta stop. So then we head on down to the open part of the meadow, good grief. Meadow.
We're going to the meadow home.
The meadow home.
She's getting old, so we must go visit her at the meadow home.
We must go visit her. We've got to visit.
So I pile all the kids in the van and we go. Anyways. Right.
Yeah, I'm tired.
It's after 11.
Yeah, we should probably get close to wrapping this up. So, yeah, we head on down to the open part of the meadow.
meadow. Yeah. I'm struggling with that word today.
Hey, it's late, and I know that we slept in this morning, but...
It's still been a busy day.
It's been a busy day.
So we go to the open part there, and because there's some scrub brush in between us and that meadow.
Meadow?
Yeah. What are you looking at?
Oh, your boot. Looking.
And so we call there for about 15, 20 minutes, half hour maybe.
And we're going back and forth, cow calls, you're bugling sometimes, we're cow calling, a little competition.
Yeah, so you can call better. That's Dwayne, what I'm talking Dwayne about. Won that one.
Did I? And that's sarcasm.
Yeah, that, there it is. You figured it out.
I thought you were being nice for once.
Nope. I'm nice all the time.
Yeah.
And you notice how I told you about...
And that's sarcasm.
You notice how when I told you don't cow call till you get there? Because I wanted to rip some bugles. That was a nice way of saying don't cow call on your way while you're walking. Sit down and then cow call.
Yeah, that's fair.
And to be fair, you threw it back at me. Okay, we'll get to that part. So anyway, we're there. We call. Don't see anything. We decide to walk back and finish out till dark at that log where we were smelling elk. Yeah. Kind of mucked around there. Decided to get super aggressive. We were raking, brushing, bugling.
We went full Giannis Patelis.
Oh, yeah. You were getting into it. You dang near body checked a whole poplar.
Well, I was fixing to take that sucker right on out.
Bro, you look like Scott Stevens out there, just Woo. Chucking elbows.
I just remember hearing Yanni, like, raking brush and throwing rocks and dumping this,
he was dumping that, making a sweat.
I thought, well, I gotta break a sweat out here, boy.
You're trying to get involved here.
Well, plus I was getting a little chilly with my wet feet, and
we were both getting a little chilly.
And I thought, well, hey, what's a better way to warm up? And I remember that shout out to Braden Cruz had mentioned get aggressive. So
that's what we did.
Let's get aggressive.
Let's get into it. Let's get physical.
Physical.
Let's get ethical.
Ethical.
Shut up to the office.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't have to throw too much more on.
I still got another boot to dry.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, Buddy, I had two sticks, and Buddy decided he's going to dry both his boots at the same time.
You said, oh, they're over there.
Yeah, and I thought you'd set both of them up and put one boot on. Regardless, it's all good.
Well.
It's fine. The other one isn't as wet. This one was in a bit of a puddle while I was... No, put your boots on her.
Well.
Okay. I'm just giving you grief. Good night. Yeah, I know it has. You're starting to get fed up with me in
camp. I get it. Where were we?
I don't even know.
Oh, you were getting aggressive, getting into it.
Oh, we were both getting aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
That aggressive.
So then I thought to myself, thinking back to your deer story, that buck was super intrigued.
With cow calls.
With the cow calls and the bugles. So I look at Dwayne and I says, well, maybe we can reverse engineer these elk. Let's start grunting.
So we did.
So we grunted. And that's when you were throwing it back at me saying, here, this is how you grunt. I said, that's right. I'll show you how to cow call.
And I said, hey, sounds good to me.
I says, I'll always take a grunting lesson.
Shoot, I could use a grunting lesson too.
Now, sometimes I wonder if I actually do it right.
Yeah, I don't actually know if I do either. I just think it sounds good.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is something that I think a deer would sound like. It's kind of how elk calling is. It's like,
if I was a deer, I'd sound like this.
Yeah, if I'm an elk, if I go by every YouTube video I've ever watched of elk hunts, this is what it sounds like, yeah. I think. Yeah. It's all interpretation.
At least Cam Haynes says he's not a good elk caller either, so maybe I'm one and the same.
Yeah.
Well, except not there yet.
You got a bull kill. That's the first one on the Matthews.
Yeah, first Matthews kill.
You're going to do something, like, I know rifle hunters notch their rifles. I mean, obviously you don't want to notch your bow, but are you going to do something, maybe like a little piece of electrical tape or something?
No.
No?
I've never notched the rifle. I've never notched anything. I think I'm going to keep it that way.
I always think it's cool.
Especially
when you buy an old rifle and you just see all these notches. Like, it'd be cool if you did it, like, with a rifle you've killed lots of things with. Yeah. And then you hand it down to your kid one day and be like, listen here, son. Single shot straight and true its entire life, and it's killed all these things.
Each one of these here notches have a story, a different story, but they're similar.
And they line up with all the antlers on the wall.
Not when your neighbor's dog steals your antlers off your front porch.
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, let's not get worked up in camp.
Because I made a mistake, and well.
No. No, you didn't, Dwayne. And I got heated at you on Thursday for saying this, and I'm going to get heated at you again.
Well, let's. I left.
I will strike you.
I left a set of antlers on my porch.
That was a Letterkenny reference case.
I know.
I was making sure I'm not going to strike you.
And they disappeared, and I'm very sad about it. I'm assuming it's the neighbor's dog. But Jocko says extreme ownership, so I take extreme ownership of that because I shouldn't have left it there. And that's all we're going to say about it, so let's move on. You can strike me.
I find that along the same lines of what happened to my last pair of Irish setters.
What happened to the last pair of your Irish
setters? They got swiped out of the back of my truck.
Okay.
They're in my truck box. With a tunnel cover on it and a tailgate shut. Now, what kind of delinquent goes around stealing other people's shit? And this is the issue I have. Yeah, you know what? I should have brought them inside, but they're wet and muddy. And I don't want to track mud throughout the house. Because I like to have my house clean. So I decide to leave them in something that I own. And people should have the dignity to not take my own things.
They should, but they don't.
They don't. Doesn't mean it's my fault. This rain's starting to come down here. We should wrap this up.
Yep. No, I get that. It's just so frustrating.
It is, absolutely. I get it. I just don't think you need to put all the onus on yourself either, because that's not right. Somebody's, it's on a piece of land that has your name on the title. They should keep their shit off yours. If they left a 400-inch bull on your property...
That's mine now.
It's yours.
But also, I can't prove it was a neighbor's dog. Maybe it was... I mean, there's lots of...
coyotes and bears around there, too. So.
That is true.
And wolves, so...
Quickly throw this... my other boot on this one, because this one is actually pretty much dry. It's just the outside leather.
So, we're finally into some decent elk sign, but we're going to reconvene and chat about it as to if we're going to go west, like our original plan.
Well, I still want to go west.
Yeah. So I think we will be going west. Unless if things, fortunes change very soon.
Yeah.
Which is, as...
If we see elk, that'll be the determining factor.
Yeah. Shower thoughts?
Next year I'm bringing a second pair of boots.
Okay.
I'm also not mad at the rain.
Okay.
As annoying as it is, it would not be a Flatlands field and fowl hunt if we didn't have wet boots at least one day.
At least one day.
And if I didn't make some silly mistakes like not practice elk calling. And what other silly mistakes have I made? Let's get them on the table here, other than my contacts.
Let's do a little both. Contacts.
In the dirt or in the gravel.
In the dirt, yeah.
Elk calling. I came in with a bum leg and it's still bum, so that's number three at least.
But you know what? The nice thing is we actually haven't done a shitload of walking.
At least, okay, and also, if I do a little stretch here and there, and then once we're moving, it usually feels a lot better.
Yeah, once you're warmed up and everything.
Yeah, so. Maybe a second pair of boots for both of us?
Yeah. Might not hurt. One thing I will say, we have a really good camp set up this year, minus the tent. Which is a mistake on me. That was boner move on
my
part.
It's working, though.
It's working, but not ideal. It's not ideal.
Yeah.
But we are actually
very... It's cause for comment, but it's working.
Very well prepared this year. We have lots of food. Like, we're probably over... I'm for sure overpacked on food.
Yeah, you definitely are. I'm probably right where I need to be.
But Or I'll be honest, when I heard what you were bringing, I thought, I'm going to bring a little extra just in case. That's the mother hen in me, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we will have enough for a nice big breakfast before we leave. I got a full thing of eggs and bacon, and we got some toast to fire up. And other than that, I am really pumped about this camp setup. I think there's a few minor alterations that we'll make over the, like, over the year. We'll think about other things, right? You know?
Yeah.
Besides the tent, you know, that kind of really hooped us a little bit, but.
Well, that's fine.
Maybe some chairs, better, different chairs.
I should actually buy some chairs.
Yeah, you need to buy some lawn chairs. So this guy, this is, oh, here we go. This is the story.
This is number four.
I bring, no, this isn't a mistake. This is just a story. So I bring two chairs. One is an XL chair, so it's a little bigger. One is smaller. Now, the blue chair is the XL chair, and that chair has been mine. So I set him up in camp, and in rolls Dwayne, pops down on my blue chair, and I thought to myself, this guy, I bring him a chair, and he takes mine. He had no idea. I didn't say anything. Okay. So I can't really blame him.
Okay. Until you said that right now, I had no idea there's a difference. I was like,
this one's a hair
smaller. Same brand. Oh, same brand. No. That's cool.
No, it's a hair smaller. I'm just bugging you. I'm just giving you shit.
That's good. I'm sorry.
I'm just honestly, I know. Entertainment sake.
Yeah.
I got a good chuckle out of it.
No, that's good.
What about my mistakes? So far,
well, I guess tent.
Yeah, that's a,
honestly, it's so far, and we had bad weather last night, and it's worked so far. So, still,
it's shife. I don't like it.
Hey, it makes for a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
Makes for a good memory.
It'll be a story.
Oh, one more mistake from my part is that my cinch straps in my pack.
Oh yeah,
they're a little bit long, so I cut them off in a haste yesterday, day before. And I cut them a little bit short. They're Friday. Still functional.
That's right when we got here.
But it's just a piss off.
It was a very un-Dwayne move.
Yeah. Oh, we talked about that in that podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I can get my mom to fix it because she can sew like a wizard.
She's got a way.
Yeah.
As moms do.
As, well, she used to have her own business as a seamstress, so.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Did not know that.
Actually, she's making masks right now. Like, not right now as we speak, but.
Is that where you got yours?
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, she's actually sold a bunch to, like, friends and family.
Yeah, I'm happy with the. Like, I don't feel like I've been here for 3 days.
I was sweating hard yesterday, and I think I've kind of leaned into the rind and the rank. But we still have a few more days.
When I took my Ridge Reaper pants off, there was a funk about me.
Oh, when I changed my Ginch before, there was a funk about me. But
oh yeah,
I put some fresh UA Ginch on.
Tomorrow's baby white bath day.
Okay.
So that's one thing that you do in any kind of camp situation when you get into hunting. Generally, when you're camping backwoods, just camping, you don't get the filth about you as when you're working hard like we are hunting. And yeah, so you bring a package of baby wipes. You can freshen up the jewels. You know, you can check that beehole. Make sure you're all.
Make sure there's nothing living back there.
No, make sure you ain't got a couple elk rambling around there. A couple black bears come find you.
Yeehaw.
But that rain actually helps. I don't know if you get it. It's just like it's like an oil almost on your, like, I get it a lot on my face. Not an oil, but it just, you know, it feels, you feel like, actually, I notice it the most in my hair.
Well, your hair's a little bit longer than mine, so.
Yeah, you got your hair cut before the trip.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that was going to be mistake five.
I honestly wanted to keep my hair long.
Yeah. Because you had that mullet.
I was working on that mullet.
You had that baby drape.
That baby drape off the back, boy.
Gang.
But I realized it was time for a cut. So I cut it.
Well, and there's some reason. There is some reason to that.
Yeah, but
there is some reason as to why you got a haircut. I've realized now, in the last 5 days.
You know who you are. But at the end of the day, I was growing my mullet just for fun. Because I thought it was hilarious.
It is hilarious. I'll grow a mullet.
Like, I know it didn't look the best, but...
It looked mint. What are you talking about?
I don't know. It was greasy, and it was a lot of work to maintain, and I forgot how much work it was to maintain that kind of thing.
Well, there was a lot of moisture in these boots, actually.
Yeah. And I cut it myself, so...
And that's even better. PG, baby. Praise God.
Praise God.
Anyways, shower... I guess there are shower thoughts.
That's concludal.
Okay.
Talk this guy on here yet.
Oh, it's almost 11:30.
Yep.
We're at an hour.
I'm excited to get back out there. Excited to see the new country.
Yep.
Explore it a little more.
Yep. Okay.
We'll get a game plan.
Okay. Yep.
We'll check in.
Yep. About the same for me. I'm happy with this trip so far. It's a lot of fun. There is meat hanging, and Lord willing, we'll get on some more critters. So, cheers to Elk 2020.
Let's go.
Out.